And we're back with another Ask a Counselor segment here on MyFM, and we're joined by Gananoque Town Counselor Mike Kench. Mike, always great to talk to you. Glad you're able to join us here today. One of the topics of discussion in the town has been regarding the Arlene Cartwright Ball Diamond and the decision to put the four sports courts in place of the diamond. Wondering if maybe you can explain what decisions were made and what ultimately led to the decision to put the sports courts in place of the ball diamond.
Obviously, it started with the Landing the Canada 150 piece. That's the where the stick handling began, no pun intended. We promised to replace the tennis courts, sports courts. And we looked at every site within the town of Gananoque. We didn't explore the township properties. Obviously, we have very little control of that. So we explored the town of Gananoque. So based on the information on the Joint Parks and Rec and my personal experience, I played soccer, I played hockey, I ref soccer, I umpired baseball in town. I used all the different sports amenities, including town park and Cartwright playing baseball. It was the best situation we could, the best solution we could come up with. So not ideal, obviously, having to tear down an existing amenity, but it was the best we could do. So we entertained Steelworkers Park. I was the only council member to support keeping it there and taking on the brownfield study and stretching out longer. Again, didn't even want to do that when they were suggesting the rest of the council said let's get these courts back in for less money and less time. So I was voted 6-1, taken back behind the rink. Can't disagree with them on that one because it was a tough one, and I didn't even feel there was anxiety sticking it in, saying let's keep it at Steelworkers Park, because I know the tennis and pickleball group is very interested in having their stuff back. I'm a tennis player and potentially a pickleball player someday, so that one would have been a tough decision either way. We entertained Town Park. If we decided to move the courts there, there's the potential of, there's an archaeological study would need to be undertaken. We would be removing the baseball diamond and the fencing and the space for the the rotary and lions to put on the rib fest. So piece of puzzle, and we would be eliminating, if we kept the Cartwright Park down behind the ball, behind the rink, we'd be eliminating any opportunity of ever having a municipal full-size soccer pitch. So that would be, we looked at all the scenarios, and that was the best scenario, and still not an easy one, of course, with an existing amenity. So, based on all the research, it was easy for me based on that. But when you come to that conclusion, you know it's going to be a long, drawn-out, tough public, PR battle.
Right. And it seemed from the last council meeting that we both attended, it seemed like it was it seemed like there was going to be a lot of financial deals to be put into place that you guys are going to have to go through to just put in two courts as opposed to four, wasn't there?
So that one may have swayed a couple of the counselors that were teeter-tottering around the fence. And again, it just throws more mud into the battle. When now, if you're going to do two and it costs 80% of what it'd do to cost four, so do you stretch it out over a few years, and when is it ever going to come back? So I think a couple of the members, it's a long, drawn-out process, gone back and forth, and the numbers, push the teeter-totter back the opposite way and give it a little more favor in the idea of going with four instead of two. So just one more thing to consider.
For sure. I guess with that in place, it's a decision that's been made and is carrying forward now, and like you said, we've actually had some listeners voice their opinions about it. And, like you said, it's definitely tough trying to make decisions like that, but, there's obviously a plan in place for decisions that you guys are making, especially with something like that, isn't there?
There's a plan in place, and I'm looking at big picture, where I've experienced the town from a sports perspective my whole life, and I plan to with my two kids for the next 25, 30, 40 years. Myself being into sports, short-term pain for long-term game. gain. We have two nice diamonds in Lansdowne. We have one in Sealy's Bay Public. We have a couple in Brewers, one in Brewers Mills, two in Pittsburgh Township there, and we have the town park still in. And you could, you know, if need be, you flow into the schools. So you continue with all the amenities, and you gain potentially a full size soccer field in the future. But even the feedback I've been getting from the tennis and the pickleball players, they're extremely happy that they're going to see their courts back. And, you know, a couple of people that called in for the council meeting in support of the tennis and pickleball courts, they mentioned the idea of get outside and play, and with the COVID, so with the social distancing, it could be a thing still next year. Get people out, and at least you're outside, you know, away from one another, and then playing tennis and pickleball. So that was kind of a new one that wasn't considered originally, but that tipped the scale a little bit in another direction. So
definitely. One of the other things I was going to ask is switching gears a little bit here. Park Street, I know at the last meeting there were some talks about putting in additional speed bumps, but I see there's a pretty detailed study that was done in that area to basically say that there was really no need for speed bumps. And I guess that kind of cured that a little bit instead of you know, spending money and just putting speed bumps in, I guess, with that study that took place. It opened everybody's eyes up a little bit in that area, wasn't it? Because I know there are some concerns from parents about people speeding through that area.
Well, my understanding, best I could understand from our meeting, that it was a couple of council members that had some concern. I've spent a lot of time there in the last couple of years with my kids. I haven't heard a lot of complaints and no real experience myself. And it's a tough one. If you get a couple of people speeding, when do you decide to pull the trigger, slow down? If it's one car speeding or if it's 100 cars, where's the line where you draw, hey, when is it a problem that needs fixing? So you're balancing the town staff, the budget, the time, you're taking from other resource from other projects and things like that. So so it's a tough one. And the report was well done. I was happy to see it. And that's something that I'll be monitoring more closely, you know, moving forward. And a lot of the stuff we do on council, after we have a good discussion and we have a vote on it, I learn a lot more about it or a lot about those situations, you know, moving forward as I'm more hypersensitive to those situations as I, you know, drive around the streets or visit other towns and things like that. So I feel like I learn a lot about them. So, you know, there was a good report. It helped us understand the big picture and, you know, instead of looking at it from a more narrow window. And for me, based on that information, it was an easy decision, but there's no reason we can't continue to monitor that situation and do something if we feel the need, if we learn more at a later date.
For sure. And one of the other things I was going to ask you about, your thoughts on this, the clear garbage bag program. I think Councillor Osmond had put this in a notice of in a motion directing or council direction to staff about this clear garbage bag program. I know it's been working out good in other municipalities. Do you think it would work here in Gann?
Yeah, I, based on what I understand about it, I 100% support that one. I can completely understand people have some privacy concerns, and I don't know enough about it, if there has been a challenge in other areas with anything in that regards. But as far as from an environmental perspective, I think there's, you know, something you could do, maybe put you know, if there's any confidentials, shred it or have it, you know, put it in a smaller bag within your clear bag. But to me, it you know, kind of puts a little more pressure on people to be a little more environmentally conscious and don't just throw everything in the garbage. You know, compost a little more, recycle a little more, and it's, you know, in a small way, kind of shaming people and pressuring people into being more responsible.
Yeah, for sure. Anything, I know we've covered quite a bit here. I know I'm not sure if there's anything else that you wanted to talk about or discuss. I know there's always stuff going on in a counselor's world, that's for sure. Just didn't know if there's anything you wanted to talk about other than what we just discussed.
Nah, like you said, it goes on and on. So every decision we've made the last 2 years, we're constantly kind of rehashing those old decisions. And learning new facts and adding to, you know, what we could have done and should have done. and revisiting things. So really, I could be here all day with the water bills. We're still kind of, you know, investigating that. I'm still learning more about that. So everything that's ever came up, we're still kind of got our ear to the ground, learning more about it, asking questions of the public and other municipalities and other groups. So no, there's nothing that, if it's not on your radar to ask me, we could go for days on things that I'm considering and looking into and managing and watching.
Well, Mike, it's always a pleasure to talk to you, man. We thank you so much for being part of this Ask a Counselor segment here on MyFM. Thanks again.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Call anytime, Tim.